Students, why won't they listen?
Answers with Ken Ham, the visionary behind the Popular Creation Museum and the full-scale Noah's Ark under construction south of Cincinnati.
When I was a science teacher in Australia's public schools, there were a group of pastors who approached me. They were having great difficulty with the students in their religion classes. Now, these pastors were allowed to give religious teaching in the public schools at that time. But some pastors told me that their students were taught evolution in their science classes, that they were just animals that evolved. And because they were impressed by what science had produced, many students had a great respect for scientists who were evolutionists. I told the pastors they needed to develop a series of lessons that showed how evolution was just a belief system. They would also have to tell their students that real science doesn't disprove the Bible. Well, the pastors soon discovered it was much easier for the students to believe the teachings of Jesus in the New Testament when shown Genesis was true. By using the Bible's very first book, we'll see even more people open to the gospel message.
When people start believing in the Bible from its very first verse, they'll see a changed culture. Many of our hot-button issues have a direct connection to the book of Genesis. Discover how when you watch Ken Ham's intriguing DVD, State of the Nation. The 54-minute video is yours when you call and make a donation of any amount. Toll free, 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 888-89-ANSWERS.